Good morning. This morning, we will cover question number 111 of the Heidelberg Catechism. Question: what does God require of you in this commandment? Answer: that I do whatever I can for my neighbor's good, that I treat others as I would have them to treat me, and that I work faithfully so that I may share with those in need. It may not be immediately obvious in today's question how it directly relates to the eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. Last week we discussed some very clear and straightforward examples of stealing. Today's question points to more subtle examples of stealing, but violations of the eighth commandment nonetheless. The Ten Commandments, which we are reviewing in this section of the Catechism, are a summary of all of God's laws. To get into the details of the more subtle forms of stealing, we need to look at some of the more specific laws in Deuteronomy. Now the word Deuteronomy is literally translated the second reading of the law. As we mentioned last week, modern evangelicals tend to neglect or trivialize the Old Testament. We often hear about New Covenant theology or New Testament denominations or ministry groups. This concept that the New Testament is somehow detached or unrelated to the Old Testament is neither scriptural nor supported by our catechisms or confessions. We are all familiar with 2 Timothy 3:16. Quote, all scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. Consider this. When Paul wrote this from a Roman prison, let's call it 64 AD, what scriptures was he talking about? The Old Covenant, of course. The Law and the Prophets, of course. There were no red-letter Bibles, no New Testament Bibles, not yet. Let's look at Deuteronomy 22, 1 and 2, which expands on thou shalt not steal. Quote, you shall not see your brother's ox or his sheep going astray and ignore them. You shall take them back to your brother, and if he does not live near you, and you do not know who he is, you shall bring it home to your house, and it shall stay with you until your brother seeks it. Then you shall restore it to him. So the principle here is, as our confession says, that I do whatever I can for my neighbor's good. Neglecting to do this is stealing. It is stealing his property. Now you may say, it is not often that I find a stray sheep or ox on my property or on the roadside. This is likely true. But have you ever found a lost purse or a wallet or a $20 bill on the store floor in front of the cash register? My daughter 2 weeks ago found a cell phone on a sidewalk in front of her house, and she kept it and answered it when it rang and restored it to the owner, who was quite grateful for returning it. There are even less obvious forms of stealing. When we do not acknowledge a person's good work and efforts, we steal from his dignity. This may sound strange for a Calvinist talking about dignity, because we'll say, well, we believe in total depravity, right? But total depravity doesn't mean men are as bad as they can be. It means that every aspect of their characters are affected by the fall. So although the fall affected every aspect of our being. It did not destroy the image of God in us. It did not destroy our dignity, and indeed we can still do good works. When we do not stand up for a person wrongfully accused or slandered, we steal his reputation and his good name. We can actually steal from ourselves, or more properly, we might call this squandering the gifts that God has given us. This is why the Puritans were always talking about the work ethic or redeeming the time. When we do not use our talents and resources given to us by God, we steal from ourselves, but also from our family, from our business, from our church, from our community, and from future generations. And in this way, we break the eighth commandment.